Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Now, Tara, of course, this is the day of love. Helena doesn't appreciate that very much, but it is the day of love.
Yes.
So I have some nice music here, I think. Hold on. Where's your music for the day of love? Oh, yeah. It's coming. It's coming.
I was going to say, music or CD music?
It's a bit porno, is it? Is it a bit porno?
Your
Helena,
words,
is that porno music?
Your words,
I'm even
not
uncomfortable
mine.
With you using that word around.
Yeah.
What, porno?
Yeah.
It is a bit, it's a bit 70s porn, isn't it?
It is, in fairness.
Let's
yeah.
get it on. So, here's the question.
Go for it.
Right, so, you're invited out for a date, girls. Now, I know you're both in relationships, so you have to imagine that you're single, all right?
Okay. Well, we go back to our first date.
Okay, your first
yeah.
date, okay.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, Tara. Tara might not be able to remember that one. Okay, so anyway, you go back to your first date. Guy yeah. says, you know, any chance we go out for a dinner on Saturday night? And you go, well, if he asked you that kind of creepy tone, you'd probably say no.
Run for hell!
But anyway, you decide to go anyway. So, yep. do you bring money with you?
Oh, of course.
Helena, do you expect him to pay?
I bring money with me. But, see, the feminist in me is saying, shut up, Helena. But I do kind of, I do appreciate when a man pays.
So you're a conveniently feminist.
Yeah, on the first date, I appreciate a man paying. I'll always offer, though. I'll always be like, no, I'll get this. And he'll say, no, I've got this, no.
But if he doesn't say, I've got this, and he goes, yeah, okay, no problem. You pay.
It's fine too, but I suppose
it's
I like...
the last date, isn't it?
No, it's not the last date, but I do kind of like the idea that, you know, traditionally the man will pay on the first date.
Well, what do you reckon, Tara?
My feminist is more forward than that. No, I just don't. I don't agree with it. I think there's no such thing as a free lunch or a free dinner. I think that obviously you don't know this person. You're only going out with them for the first time. And... I don't know, sometimes people expect things if they pay, you know, and so I just wouldn't feel comfortable with it at all. Well, I probably would be reluctant to go for dinner as a first date.
You wouldn't
anyway.
You wouldn't feel comfortable with him paying?
No.
But now, Tara, let's take our cast our minds back.
Listen,
second date, third date,
fourth date, if you're getting on great and you're dating like that, that's absolutely fine. There's no problem with that at all. I'm not saying that couples should go Dutch all the time or that it should always be one person paying. Far from it. But I think on the first date specifically, no, I would feel really uncomfortable.
So you want this guy to know from day one, I'm an independent, strong woman and I don't need you to pay for me. Is that what you're kind of saying to me?
Well, there again, your words. But yeah, but not, I mean, not necessarily maybe as forcefully as that. But like, no, you're grand. There's nothing in this for you yet. We're getting to know each other. So let's split it and see how we get on.
What Tara's trying to insinuate here is because the guy is paying, he thinks he's going to get something at the end of it.
Yeah. And I'm speaking from, as you've just pointed out, experience and lots of it.
So
see,
words,
I'd be the complete opposite. I'd be like, no, I'd never go for dinner on a first date. I just think it's a bit uncomfortable. I'd probably go...
Ah, stop. Would you? It's better than the movies where
no,
you sit there like two gob
shites
not even looking at each other.
I wouldn't go there either. Like, I'd go for a couple of drinks in a pub and have a chat,
yeah,
get
go
to
for
know
a coffee
each other.
Or something like that.
Yeah. And then, like, I would expect kind of... Let's say I did go for a first date, which was a meal. I would kind of expect the guy to pay. But as you go along in your relationship, everything becomes Dutch. Like, obviously, I'm in a long-term relationship now and, you know, nearly 8 years and... Practically everything is Dutch apart from the odd time where...
Well, your money is Dutch, isn't it? But getting back to... So that was just one aspect of it, okay? But I'm going to ask you a question. And honestly, Tara, do you believe that chivalry is dead? Or do you accept chivalry should be still a thing?
Yes, I do. But I also think that's no excuse for women not also to be kind and caring and thoughtful.
Should a man open a door for you? Should he throw his coat over the puddle?
Whoever happens to be in front should open the door for the other person.
Should you not throw his coat over the puddle, open the door of the car?
I would not expect any man to take his coat off.
I'm speaking metaphorically.
Just walk around the puddle for James' sake.
He's speaking metaphorically.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying.
So, I understand what you're saying, but I think that's kindness rather than chivalry.
Like if
that's
I'm getting
kindness.
Into the car, like when I'm going back to the car with Karen, all right, I would always go to her side of the car first because I know that's the way the car is parked with the passenger side against the, you know, the path.
Yeah.
And I would open her door for her.
I think that's very old-fashioned and outdated.
Ah, but
that's cute.
Yeah, I think that's nice. I'm actually hurt now, Tara. Me and you just wouldn't be getting on.
Do you know there's actually supposed to be a way where couples are supposed to walk down the street together? Did you know this?
No.
Yeah, so apparently, like, the chivalrous way to do it is say you're on a path and the road is on the right. Right, you're supposed, okay, the man is supposed to walk on the right of the woman, so protect her from
ridiculous.
Any car.
It's not.
It's ridiculous.
No, myself and Karen are a bit Anton Deckish. I always am on her right. I'm always on her right. And if I'm not, I will move to the right.
Oh, my God.
Because if you're walking, you're right. If you're walking on a footpath, you never allow the lady to walk out on the outside.
I mean, it is very
outdated. I'm not saying you don't allow her. You know, it's a nice thing for a gentleman. It's protective.
Yes, okay. But what, and I'm not saying, I'm not shooting that down. But what I'm also saying is that women also have a right and like to protect and take care of their
men.
But
you're the weaker of the species.
Oh, no, shut up now. Calm yourself down, boy.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, you need to be protected.
And that's the end of this conversation.
Yeah. Bye. Happy Valentine's Day, Niall. Don't love you.
Have a lovely weekend. All right, thanks very much, Tara. Thanks to Helene as well. But genuinely, we are going to be talking about first dates. It is Valentine's. We're also going to be talking about dating and how you met your partner and parenting as well today. So a lot of relationship-y stuff today, but it's a good day for it. And Valentine's Day, as you know, is today. St. Valentine was Irish, by the way, in case you didn't know that, by the way. He's buried here in Ireland. And there was one particular dating topic that always seems to arouse a heated discussion. The age-old question of whether you should split the bill, open the door, all those kind of nice things, but particularly splitting the bill. In the age of equality, many people believe that regardless of the fact that it's the first date, the man should always pay the bill. However, there are some, particularly probably younger people, who think it should be 50-50 down the middle. Maybe we'll talk to Alex a little bit later on about that, who is our intern in this week, by the way, on work experience. And we've decided to bring him into the studio because he's such a clever little child. Well, I can't say child, man, he is a man because he acts like a man and he thinks like a man. So I'll be asking him about that later on about, by the way, chivalrous people and chivalry in general. But I'm asking you, you know, should they split the bill? I'm looking at some of the comments already, by the way. Somebody says, you should 100% on the first date unless the guy took you somewhere which is clearly too expensive for you. I always insist on splitting, and unless they persist, I'll be annoyed if I didn't or couldn't. Another person says, dating today revolves around a lot of sex, and men feel they're on a sure winner if they pay for dinner. Well, that's what Tara said. And women feel obliged to go along, or at least that's how I felt when I was dating a few years back. Now I just go Dutch, that way I can say no and walk away if I want to. I think that's very wrong that a woman would feel just because a man pays the bill that he's entitled to sex at the end of it. I don't think there's any man that thinks like that. All right, I want to know what you think. I mean, should you go Dutch and is chivalry dead? Who should pay on the first date? So should the man... Well, there's no one going to say the woman should pay on the first date, which is bizarre, isn't it? Should the man pay or should you split the bill? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008, or you can WhatsApp us as well. And don't forget, by the way, we will pick out our best texts, and well, not best texts, just a random text of the day, and they get tickets to go to Cirque du Soleil Corteo, which is happening in July in the Three Arena. And it's an amazing show. If you haven't already seen Cirque du Soleil, it's an amazing show. We give away a pair of tickets and all you got to do is get involved. So just give us a little vote, okay? Should the man pay the bill or should it be split? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. WhatsApp or text. Connor, you're on Classic Hits. Hi, Connor.
Hey, Niall, how are things?
Good. Now, Connor, I know this is 2020 and things have all changed and there's equality and all that kind of carry on, and I agree with all that, but is chivalry dead?
Well, I'm an old romantic, so I have to kind of say that.
Well, welcome to the club, so am I.
Covering myself here at the moment.
Yeah. Hope you bought the flowers, by the way.
Not yet. No. She's still at work.
All right. Now, do me a favour. Don't drop into the garage, Connor. All right?
No.
Dunn Stores are doing really good value there on flowers at the moment. All right.
Dunn Stores. Or Aldi. You name it. other shops are also available.
Yes. Other shops are available, but I'm just saying, you know, Dunn Store is a good value on the old flowers. Aldi are good value too as well. You don't have to go to your most expensive flower shop in Dublin.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I live in Malahide, so you can imagine the price of fucking things out here.
I know, yeah. So I remember on the last, was it Christmas or Mother's Day or what was it? I was getting flowers. And it was just like an average bunch of flowers, and it was like 70 quid or something.
Ah, yeah.
I mean, it's nutty. You know what I mean?
Look, I'm married 15 years now, so kind of, to be honest now, I'm married to a lovely, lovely woman who doesn't expect any of that stuff. We're 15 years together, we've two kids, we've a mortgage, bills, this. So, nice takeaway. That's what we like, you know.
So what's it? Feet up, late show, and a takeaway?
Yeah, Valentine's Night's on tonight in the Late Late Show.
Yeah, that's like, you know, Valentine's Night on the Late Late Show is like a session live on television.
Absolute carnage. No, I mean, a chivalry, look, I mean, look, as we've seen in the voting recently, we're at a changing time in Ireland, okay?
Yeah.
I do think you will see a lot of women potentially crying over Mr. Darcy's grave. Okay.
Right, okay.
Because women, maybe men, they grew up in this diet of fairy tales, you know.
Mills and Moon, yeah.
Yeah, Disney and the knight coming to save the woman. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
the prince saving the kissing the princess. Yeah.
You know, so I blame Disney for a lot of this stuff.
Oh, but there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Sorry?
There's nothing. I mean, you know, they wanted to ban Sleeping Beauty.
Because
you know why they wanted to ban it? Because the prince kisses her without her consent, and I'm going, would you stop?
I know, and that's all. My point is that it's from the time that girls were 3-4 that they could understand what they were watching on TV, and Disney was there, and as you said, the princess and the prince and all that. This was just thrown at men. Men were expected to be like a prince, come to the girl's aid. To save her from the dragon and all this stuff. So I mean, you know, it's been put, a lot of pressure has been put on men. But I think in the last 10 years, especially since, look, I mean, I work in corporate worlds all my life, and it's great to see now in the last 5 years that women are now being accepted, equal pay, and they're more in the CEO, CIO jobs, which is great, and more power to them.
Yeah, brings a bit of diversity into the decisions made in the company. Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. So diversity, and women are now more independent. They feel that, you know. So I think that now, the problem is you have online dating. It's kind of ruining a lot of things because, you know, you will tend to, with online dating, people would tend to talk for maybe a week or 2 weeks before they even get to know each other, and then they meet.
Yeah. So you know a lot about the person before you even meet them.
You're born out of that. Yeah. You know, and then when you sit
it's kind
down,
of ruining that's kind of ruining it a bit, isn't it? Because the whole buzz out of going out for the first date was learning to, you know, getting to know the person.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
But now exactly we kind of know everything. You've kind of stalked them on Facebook before you even meet them.
Exactly. You know more about the person, what they're like, what their independence is like. So I think women are stronger these days, and I'll keep saying that. And they're stronger mentality, they have stronger personalities. They want to be more independent, which is great. But why not the woman pay for the man in the first meal? I don't get this.
That's what I'm saying. So we always phrase the question. When I phrased the question, I said, should we split it or should the man pay? Why don't I turn around and say, well, should the woman pay?
Yeah, exactly. So why don't we reverse the chivalry? Chivalry should never die. It should just tweak itself a little bit.
But chivalry is just manners, isn't it? And that manner stretches right back to, you know, the days of maritime days when, you know, the ship was going down. It was always women and children first. And exactly. I'm pretty sure the feminists, by the way, wouldn't disagree with that in a case of disaster. So in saying that, that's where it comes from. It's this whole maritime thing, you know, that, you know, women were always given, you know, that privilege. So there is a privilege to being a woman in certain circumstances.
And I don't see anything
wrong with that, by the way, because the whole thing comes from the fact that biologically men are bigger. Generally, I'm small, but men are bigger generally. They're stronger, and they will do the more dangerous jobs, etc., etc., because that's just men and women. We're biologically different. So men have always been, since we stepped out of the caves, if we want to go that far back, the protector. Mm. Women have been the nurturer. And I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Like, my point here is that if women strive for equality, strive to be more independent, strive for this, strive for that, then they must accept that, you know, for that pendulum to swing, that chivalry, yes, it can stay, but they must be able to take on board that they can obviously offer to pay for the first meal. They can ask for a hand in marriage rather than the man having to do it first.
Yeah, they can do that this month, by the way. Yeah. Hmm? They can do that. Officially, they can do that this month,
of course,
the 29th. Yeah.
But it doesn't happen enough. Or they can hold the door open for a man. They can hold, like as you said, you hold the card open for your wife.
Yeah.
She can do it for you. You know, so, I mean, as you said, it's born out of manners, how you're brought up. My parents are still married, 45, 50 years later. My dad's 83, my mom's 79. Love each other, absolutely. Undying love until the day they die. But I grew up with that. So I grew up with my dad, you know, always looking after my mom, opening the door for my mom.
Yeah. As most of us did. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's changing, Niall. I don't think that's the same.
And you know what? I think I agree with you. It is changing. And I'm very happy to see equality. I'm a feminist in that sense that I agree that women should be paid equal pay for equal work. You know, once it is equal work, of course. And I'm all for the diversity that, you know, I think it's really important to get, because men and women are very different in the way we think. And it's very important to get the opinions of both, you know, be it in government or be it, you know, in a job and a CEO's position or whatever. I think that's all really important. But I still think that chivalry is nice when it comes to men protecting women. I don't see anything wrong with that. But to be fair, stay there. Let me just go to Angela as well. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What else do you want to say? Sorry. Do you want to say something else? Sorry, my intro.
No, go ahead. Let her go.
Okay, Peter, just stay with me for a second. I want to go to Angela as well. Angela, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Angela?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Is chivalry
Happy
dead?
Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you and Karen have a lovely day.
Oh, we will. We will have a lovely evening. An evening.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it'll involve like Connor watching the Late Late Show.
Oh, no, I'm doing that.
Oh, well, I'll probably record it, get sucked into it so as I can abuse it later on Twitter.
Well, Desney Hawkes is on it tonight, apparently.
Oh, he is the one and only.
At the Forever Young Festival he will be this year when we go.
Right, okay. I sure you're looking forward to it. It's happening in July.
Wait.
All right, but get it. Okay, Angela, do you expect a man to pay for the first date?
But yes, you would like it. And like as you say, it's, you know, you just like a man to be a gentleman.
Well, he has asked you out. It was his idea to go.
Now, I asked someone. I've always offered, and I did one time when I went on a date, and I went, I'll get this, and he went, oh, okay.
Oh, no, he didn't, did he?
Oh, he did.
And he let you pay?
Bet
you didn't meet him again.
I did.
And you're a worse fool. He's mean.
Yeah. I kind of figured that out after a while.
I'm telling you now, and I know Connor doesn't agree with me, but any bloke, or maybe he does, any bloke who lets a woman pay for the meal on the first date is mean. Don't stay with him. Because he'd be like that for his whole life.
That's it. That's it exactly. And it's, you know, like, I know it's like, oh, women's rights, women's this. No. I was brought up with manners. I was brought up with respect. I have a fantastic dad. And that's where I get it from. My mum and dad are, you know, amazing. And it's just seeing my dad, the way he treats a woman, the way he's always treated women is just, and that's what I expect.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. I agree. And there's another text, by the way, coming in. So, oh, by the way, say, Maura, thanks for the card. We got your card. It was lovely and very thoughtful. And the soup was hilarious, by the way. It went around the whole office at one stage. So thank you very much indeed, Maura, for your card. It was lovely. We really appreciate it. Sorry. And somebody else says, I think that women like when men offer to pay, but feel more comfortable when they go Dutch when dating.
Well, that's it.
But this gets back to what Tara said earlier on. And somebody else said, by the way, in one of the comments, that if a woman lets a man pay, she kind of feels like she owes him something at the end of the date, I mean.
I've done that, Niall, and it's like, okay, if there is a next time, let me get.
Yeah, but you're not, do you understand the point that Tara was making? That if the guy pays, let's say you go out to a nice restaurant and you pay 120, you know, for a nice meal for two in a nice restaurant, not just a cheap burger job, right? And, you know, because he's paid, the woman kind of feels like, well, I can't really say no to going back to his place now.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Absolutely. Absolutely, you can. And it's like, to give you my first date with my present partner, he was like, where do you want to go? We go to a nice restaurant, and I said, you know what I really want? And he was like, what? I said, I want Supermax.
Supermax.
Went Supermax.
Can't beat a Supermax chicken burger, by the way.
That's it.
Yeah.
That chicken sandwich. That's exactly what we had.
Yeah, the chicken sandwich.
You know? But that's, you know, it doesn't matter how expensive it is.
Supermax are listening. Can you get one over to me in the next half an hour now? I feel a bit peckish right now.
They are gorgeous. You know what you do? Do you like
a good Supermax, Connor, yeah?
Taco fries.
Taco fries. Oh, what's the one in Fairview again, Alina? Oh, I'm going to forget the name of it. Hillbillies.
Oh, Hillbillies.
Ah, the chicken burger is to die for.
Supermax, though.
All right, let me go to Peter as well. Peter, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Peter?
How's it going,
Good. Peter, The days of chivalry seem to be over, but not for Peter, because Peter, you're an old conservative like me.
Yeah, and I just don't think chivalry in general, I think respect for everything, like for women, for older people, giving up your seat on the bus, all them old traditional things that we have in this country are slowly dying, and it's not nice to see. You know, I believe if you ask someone out on a date, you pay, you know.
Yep.
If it's a girl, now if a girl asks a man out on a date, which they rarely do, the girl should have to pay. She asked him out, you know,
yeah.
And he should pay. The same way, if a man asks a girl out, he's the one asking her out, and he should pay. He's the one that asked her out.
That's the principle behind it. You're the one asking her to go out, which nine times out of ten it is the case, yeah.
Yeah, and so the one that waits on the woman to ask him for the date and whatever, and she takes him out and brings him somewhere, well, then it's up to him to say, no, we'll pay. But she should have it in her mind, I'm asking him out, I'm going to pay for this. But then on the night, the man should turn up and say, you know what, I'll pay for this. But she should be expecting herself to pay.
If she's asked him out, yeah. Yeah, okay. But so generally, chivalry, men opening doors for women, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we did get a text in from a guy here one day. He opened the door for a woman and she said to him, there's no need for you to open the door. I'm quite capable of doing it myself.
That's it's dying.
I think that's sad to hear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it needs to be brought back, the respect for women, the respect for older people, it all needs to come back, because it's shocking when you see some of the things that go on. But the chivalry part, I'm with you on that, opening doors and doing what you can.
Connor, would you open a door for a woman and let her walk through the door before you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm asking you, are you conscious of it? I mean, not just does it happen. If there was a few people going out the door, and let's say there was two women and two guys, and you open the door, would you let the two women walk out first before you walk out? Are you conscious of that?
Yeah,
I would be very conscious. Yeah, now, I might walk out in front of the two guys, but I'd be very conscious of the women.
I even do if lifts open and there's maybe two girls in the lift, I will always hold the lift to the side and let them walk out of the lift and I'll go in. You know, sort of way. So,
Helena's shouting in my ear at the moment that I let the door close in her face today. Helena, that was an accident, and I told you that was an accident. And Aisling, yes, I know, but that was an two women. I know that was an accident, Helena.
No,
sorry. Hold on a second. Hang on. She's a lot to say here. What are you saying?
I'm just calling you out.
Okay.
On some BS there.
I know, but that was a one-off.
It was not.
It was.
It's not an accident when it happens more than once.
It doesn't happen. I've always let you two walk out. You're so mean. That's horrible. You're being horrible to me now.
I'm just being honest.
Do you not think I'm a gentleman?
You can be at times. But don't say you always hold the door for a woman, because that is BS. And you're not conscious of it because the...
I am conscious of it.
No.
I'll close it on you later. Well, in fairness, Helene is like one of the lads anyway. You know what I mean? So there you go. So, Peter, you believe the guy should pay. And what about all this lately going Dutch, Peter?
No way. That's just... But one thing I wanted to say to you, Noel, is what I've noticed a lot as well is, say, for instance, the other day I was going into a garage and there was two women walking behind me. And I opened the door and let them walk in, and not even a thanks. They just walked in.
We know somebody like that. We know a person like that. Myself and Helena are very aware of a person like that. A woman,
It's happened a lot in the last couple of weeks. I just started noticing it that I go to a certain garage for diesel and that, and there'd be people going in for coffee or whatever. You can understand if they're in a rush or whatever, you open the door for them, but it's happening a lot now where you open doors for women or you do something for somebody and not even a thanks. They just walk straight through, not even acknowledging that.
Well, I would, in those situations, and I know Helena did it the other day to this individual that we're aware of, and Helena herself would actually, you know, let somebody else walk through a door before her. And this particular person has a habit of not saying thank you and completely ignoring you. So Helena the other day said, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So it didn't draw attention to the fact that they should have said thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, Angela. Angela, are you there? Oh, she's gone. She's a typical woman. All right. Yeah. See that? They don't even ask, can they go? They just go. Gotta take a break, lads. You can keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. It is Valentine's Day. And I'm asking you, is chivalry dead? Are the days of men paying for the meal, opening the door, whatever it happens to be, putting the coat over the puddle, isn't that a bit metaphorical? I mean, I don't know if anybody throws coats over puddles anymore, but are those days gone? When the guy, you know, women and children first. Are those days gone? Is that what equality has come to nowadays? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Who should pay for the meal? Anne, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Anne?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Chivalry is dead.
It is. Long gone.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing because my late father used to always say, courtesy costs nothing.
It does. You're right.
Very true.
Manners cost nothing as well, yeah.
Yesterday, I was in a coffee shop, and at the moment, I'm on crutches because I've had both hips replaced.
Oh, how are you feeling? Are you all right?
I'm doing great. Pain is gone, thank God.
Good, good, yeah.
Good. But I can't go out without crutches, naturally. A bit wobbly on the legs. Yeah,
but they do encourage you when you get your hips done to get out as much as you can, yeah.
Yeah, I am walking and all of that, but I you know, still need them for a little while. But
well, I'll tell you now, once my dad got it done a long time ago now. He's passed away since, but he's got, but now not from the hips, obviously, but he got them done a long time ago. And you'll be like a new woman.
Oh, well, I feel it already.
Yeah. You'll be running around the block before you know it. But anyway, so anyway, there you are with your crutches, and what happened to you?
I was coming out of a coffee shop, a local coffee shop, where there are two doors, say an outer door and an inner door. And there was a guy coming in the outer door, and I was coming out of
the inner door. Yeah.
So I just thought, naturally enough, he just hold the two doors.
He'll hold the door open, yeah.
No, he nearly knocked me down going in, and then he let the door, you know, fall. You know, I was trying to hold it with me out.
It's hard enough on your crutches to be kind of keeping your balance, yeah.
Exactly. And I was trying to hold it open with my elbow and get through the two doors, and he just kept sailing on.
See, and that's horrible, because that's not even anything to do with gender. That's just having respect for somebody who's in a difficult position, yeah.
Yeah, that's just bad manners. Plain bad manners.
Oh, it is, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
what do you think of this new world? And, you know, because I don't know what age you are, but I'm assuming you're not 20, right?
No. Long time since
I've been. Yeah, so I'm 57 in September. I'm 56. So this new world where young people, everybody is equal, everybody should pay, you know, there's no preference. You know, I mean, a guy shouldn't pay for a girl. He shouldn't be opening doors for girls. Just shouldn't be offering your seat to a woman. All these kind of, what do you think of this new world? I mean, they talk about equality. It's all...
Yeah, that's fine, and it goes so far. But to me, it's not even about quality. It's about what you said earlier. It's about just plain respect. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old. And this guy wasn't a young fella.
Yeah.
He was, I'd say, in his mid-60s.
Right.
Maybe a little bit older, I don't know. So it just comes down to plain respect, nothing else.
And where was this coffee shop? If he's listening, he'll be name and shame. We're not going to obviously name him because we don't know his name. But where was what coffee shop was this?
This was in Galway.
All right. You're going to tell us the name of the coffee shop?
Coco's on the Prom, and it's a brilliant coffee shop.
Coco's on the Prom, the coffee shop. Yeah. If you were there yesterday and you saw a poor little woman struggling with her crutches and you let the door close, shame on you. Shame on you. That's what I say.
Yeah, so
he might now, if he's listening now, he might be thinking, oh God, I shouldn't have done that. sorry, what did you say, Peter?
I said she should have given him a bang of the crutch.
She'd have lost her foot with her new hips.
It just comes down to respect. It's not about age or equality. It's just plain manners. And as my dad used to say, as I said, courtesy costs nothing. And it's very true.
Even though we're all for equality and women absolutely should be treated the same way and should be paid the same amount of money for equal work and all that kind of stuff, and we all agree with that, do you believe that men and women are biologically different in the fact that men always feel they're the protectors and women, the idea that man is the protector, women is the nurturer, is there anything wrong with that?
No, I don't see it.
Mm.
None. I'm in your own age group. I'm a grandmother of 7 and I know physically there are things I cannot do that a man would be able to do straight off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any issue with that. Sometimes the equality thing can just go a little OTT.
Yeah.
But on the whole, I have no issue with that at all.
Yeah. I would agree with
maybe
you.
Maybe I'm just a little bit older.
I don't have an issue the fact that I'm a man, and I would expect, generally speaking, I know Helene was slagging me earlier on, but generally speaking, I would always open the door for a woman. Or if I'm standing at a door and a woman is coming, I would keep the door open and I would wait there. Till it's, or, and by the way, I'd probably do that for a man as well. I would always hold the door open for somebody.
Well, certainly, I would do the same if I was going in or out, always. And as Helena and yourself said there earlier, there are people that sail through and they don't acknowledge it.
Well, yeah, well, this is the one person that Helena has a bit of an issue with at the moment, because she's done it on a couple of occasions now. And they walk and they don't even make eye contact with her. They just walk.
That's just plain bad manners.
Oh, it is bad manners. It is. Now, I know in my situation with Helena, Helena was given out that I didn't let her walk through the door in front of me the other day. But see, you have to remember, I work with Helena for 8 years, every single day. You know what I mean? She's like one of the lads here.
Yes. Yes.
Niall's trying to justify he slammed the door, no.
I didn't slam the door on her. She's, don't mind her. You're an exaggerator, Helene. I didn't slam the door on you.
I'm just calling you on your crap.
I didn't slam the door on you.
You don't hold it.
I do hold it. You're such, that's so bad of you.
Yeah, go on. You victim blame there. Go on.
I always hold the door. Always hold the door. And what I'll do is generally I walk through it. And they're big doors. They're strong studio type doors. And I'll always put my foot back to hold the door as you're walking through, to make sure that it doesn't close on you. Always. Helena, you've seen me doing it.
Okay.
Don't even listen to you anymore. You're upsetting me now. Monica, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Monica?
I'm grand.
Oh, it's you, Monica.
It is me, of course. You knowing your luck, if you throw me into the Shannon, I'd bounce back up.
You probably would, Monica.
Yes, but I want to say, first of all, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Monica. How are you?
And not too bad, just keeping the shovel tipping like a councillor.
Right, okay.
Up the road and down the road, but I don't touch it. But what I want to say to you is this. You hold the door open for the one behind you, but when you're at home, what do you do with the door? Probably slam it in a face. Are you right?
Well, now, it depends on what's going on between the two of you, Monica.
Yeah, I know.
You sound like you might have a bit of an agenda going on there.
And then when I go out, I just have a Bloody Mary and a tomato juice. And if you don't, I would make him pay for the first supper and the first meal and the last meal, just like the last supper. And if he didn't pay for any of them, I'm a good runner. I'm like a greyhound. I cover a lot of ground in a short length of time.
Right, okay. And Monica, do you believe in chivalry? Do you believe a man should pay for the meals, open the doors, do all
yes,
those things?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be so bothered about the door. But anyway, if he didn't, I would excuse him, because when manners were gone, he was probably behind the back door. So you'll have to excuse him then, you know?
Right, okay. But see, you come from a different era, Monica, because you'd be a little bit older, I suppose.
Yes, a little bit older. Yeah, but I don't mind. I'm old enough.
But you're married, aren't you?
Yes, and scalded.
And
the blister is burst, everything.
And is he still? Would he still hold a door for you?
He never held it. As you say, he'd hold it now.
Right.
I didn't want him anyways. I'd hold it because I'd be afraid he'd be looking for me to hold something later on to pay back.
Stop.
I like to be independent and do my own thing, because I'm always a bit worried about men, especially that Antonia that goes on there, because I think he's a bit slippery. I think he's a kind of as smooth as the back of a saucer, that fella.
Right, okay. And in relation to men in general, so you yes. think that men who are nice to women and pay yes. for everything yes. are up to something?
Yes.
Oh, right.
They're trying to get you into bed, and then they're telling you they love you in the yeah. middle of it, and they're yeah. trying to think of
what's in it for them.
The next step.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go, Peter. It's only what's in it for you as a man.
No, that's shocking. That's shocking to think like that. That a man's going out.
Will you tell me what that fella's name is?
Peter. Is his name.
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
Yeah.
Nothing can shock you, because you've got a crystal ball.
Now, see. Listen, I have greyhounds, and I know that you wouldn't be half as fast as my greyhounds.
Well, then try me. I'm 21 plus that. I'm 21 plus that, but I'd still get there first.
I would never go out with the intentions of, I'm going out here, I'm on a winner, the best place if we bring her, you know, I'm going to go home and I'm going to sleep. Not a hope of it. And to think that all men think like that, or
men, that's just all men think
yes,
about.
Yes, they do. Even the worst woman would be still too good for the best man.
No, but just stop out with that.
I will not now. I'm speaking my mind out. And I'm sorry now if you're not taking it right. I don't think you'll come along now with a rose tonight and then you'll be throwing the leg over or whatever.
Stop. throwing the leg over.
What did you say?
Monica. Hang on, Peter. Monica, so if your husband does something nice for you, like gets you a bunch of flowers or buys you a box of chocolates or brings you out for dinner, you think he's up to something?
Of course, yes.
Right, okay.
I don't eat dinner anyways, and I don't eat chocolates, and I have enough of roses in the garden.
Right, okay. But you think if he does do that, he's obviously up to something and he's looking for something?
Yes, and definitely.
Does he get it
off of me to a shiner?
All right, he doesn't get anything else, no?
No way. He'll get something if he don't do something for it. But if he's coming around that kind of around the way, no way.
Right.
Upstairs for thinking, downstairs for dancing.
Right, I get you. Got to take a break. Stay there. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. And the only people who object to chivalry, good manners, are these extreme leftists, so-called woke people, or just rude idiots. That comes in from Paul in Limerick. Niall, you are all, man. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your partner. Enjoy the weekend, says Siobhan in the Midwest. Hi, Siobhan. Happy Valentine's Day to you too.
Niall, that chap is right. I've noticed that as well. I'll hold the door open for anybody. And I've noticed that, like, you know, you're getting very, very little thanks anymore. And it's starting to annoy me too, to be honest.
There you go. It's starting to annoy us all now when people walk through the door after you've opened it for them. Mind you, keeping Monica on the line there, Monica leaves her purse at home. So you do leave the purse at home, Monica, yeah?
Yes, because she's empty anyway.
Oh, right. Okay. So what? He holds the purse strings.
An empty sack never stands.
Right. An empty sack never stands.
No.
Right. There's a lot of meanings to that statement that I'm not going to go into on daytime radio.
No, don't go into it.
Okay.
And I was wondering how the left leg is.
Sorry?
I was wondering how your left leg is. You were complaining about it there last week.
Who? My left leg?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with my left leg. It's grand.
Oh, well, sure.
What did I say about my left leg?
Be ready. It's on its way.
Oh, right. Okay. Vicky, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Vicky?
I know.
I'm losing my mind here. Vicky, should the man pay?
I think if the first date's going really well, it's nice for the man to at least offer to pay. But if you know it's not going nowhere, both of you, I think just is the way forward.
Right, so if you think you're never going to see him again, in other words.
If you want to get out of there as quick as possible.
Yeah, well, normally you get a mate to ring you halfway through or something, wouldn't you? You text a friend and say, ring me.
I think that's being rumbled.
Ring me and pretend one of the kids are sick or something. I don't know. Whatever. Just get me out of here.
The worst sign is if he steps to nibble your ear, look out for it.
What?
He's heading for it.
I don't know what this Monica's going on.
Where would he be nibbling your ear while you're out having a meal?
Well, it's happened, I believe.
Where has it happened?
They'd nibble anything in the middle of the meal if they were left get away with it.
You've a very poor opinion of men.
Yes, I have, because they're not the nearest to perfect.
Right, but I mean, if you're eating your dinner, he's not going to lean over the table and start nibbling on your ear.
Well, you just might put her hand over and start rolling it or something. You wouldn't know what he'd be doing. I don't trust them.
Say, Vicky, she doesn't trust men. That's basically...
And they're right, Vicky. Vicky's on my side.
I don't think she is, in fairness.
I'd be afraid not to be on her side.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Well, she'd be afraid not to be on her side. Vicky, what about this argument that one or two women have said, including Monica kind of believes it as well, is that... you know, if a guy pays or if you let the guy pay, there's an assumption that he's owed something for it. You know, this kind of, and Tara said it earlier on as well, that, you know, if you let him pay, well, then you kind of can't say no to going back to his house later on or whatever. You kind of feel like you owe them something.
Definitely not. No is no, no matter what happens.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying obviously it would be unconsensual. I'm just saying that you kind of feel like you kind of have to.
No, absolutely not. You know, you're out for a good time. If you're thinking like that, well then, you know, you're sort of closed off to the date anyway, really, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you kind of are, aren't you?
Miracles don't happen every day, Vicky.
Yeah, well, they don't happen everyday miracles. You're right. Well, let me just go to Paul as well. Stay there, Paul. You're a classic kid. How you doing, Paul?
Paul, how are you now?
Paul, would you pay for a woman?
No, I think it should. I think it should be 50-50. You know, I mean, women have been looking for equality for years, so this is part of being equal.
Right.
You pay.
Is it not just good manners? If you're the one asking her out for dinner, is it not just good manners on a date that you'd pay?
No, I don't think so, no.
Why? Is that not a bit mean?
Well, maybe it's good manners if she has to pay as well.
Oh, right.
You know, I have a problem with equality in Ireland, Niall.
I think you have more than a problem with equality.
No, hold on, Monica. No, you had a good...
Yeah, you did, Monica. Yeah, so hold on for a second. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
I have a problem with equality in Ireland. The only time you hear equality being brought up in Ireland is when it relates to high-end jobs like chief executives or directorships or stuff like that. But you never hear it being brought up for a low-end job. I mean, if you go on the continent, or Spain in particular, you will see women out maintaining the parks, sweeping the footpaths, walking on the refuse trucks. I don't see it here.
No, you'll never hear, you know, the Women's Council of Ireland demanding that we have gender quotas in construction or gender quotas down the sewers or gender quotas building bridges. I know, it's only for the nice jobs, Paul.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't agree with you more, by the way. But that's a whole other issue. That's a whole other conversation and debate and probably one that's a bit more serious. That doesn't mean that every woman is like that. Most women, I imagine, appreciate, I suppose, a little bit of chivalry.
Yeah, maybe.
You know. I mean, Vicky, you appreciate a bit of chivalry, don't you?
Absolutely. A gentleman is a gentleman, no matter what.
Yeah.
Whether it's the person you're with or a stranger passing by in the street.
Niall, how often do you have to be chivalry-like?
I
don't think it's something you have to do. I think it's something that's within you. I mean, my son is a perfect gentleman. He'll open a door for anybody. And I've seen him. He could be left standing at a door, as he has when he's been smaller. And 10 or 12 people could walk past, and not one of them will even acknowledge that he's held the door, never mind thank him for it.
Well, I agree with that.
Just stand there because that's his personality. That's the type of person he is, because that's what he's been brought up to be.
Basic stuff like, Paul, if you're on a bus and there's a woman who looks pregnant, you let her sit down.
Of course, yeah.
Or an elderly woman or an elderly man, for that matter.
I agree with the point that lady was making about opening the door, letting people out, you know, letting them in, whatever the case may be.
I would be more conscious of doing it for a woman than I would for a man. And don't get me wrong, if somebody's coming towards the door, I would hold it open for either gender. But I would be more conscious of doing it for a woman. Like if I'm going through a door and a woman is walking beside me, who I don't know, I would generally let her walk through first.
A lot of people wouldn't even acknowledge that you do it, you know.
Well, that's okay. It is okay. It's bad manners not to acknowledge it, but it is okay. Thanks to everybody who got involved in that conversation. Anthony, it's not all about you, for God's sake. How do you know she was all about you? She didn't mention your name at all, Anthony. What's wrong with you? Are you all right? God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day to you all. I'm 37 years married. We were a young couple, and some people only gave us a year. So happy anniversary to the bestest husband in the world. I don't even know who you are. So I can't tell you who the bestest husband in the world is. Thanks for that.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.